Good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and it is so great to be back with you here in the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. Happy New Year. We took a break for a few days. We did some, pre-recorded programs. The word didn't come to me. It's been I had a little time off, so it's a little tough for me. But we did some pre-recorded programs, some best of shows, and we haven't been live in the studio since last year. This is the first show of 2017, and I'm glad that you are joining us on the program. I am Gary Zimek, and I am along with my co-host, Dave Parker. Good morning, Dave. Happy New Year to
you. Good morning, Gary. Yes, and everyone else. Happy New Year to you, Gary, and family, and everyone out there.
It's a new year, time for a new beginning, 2017. I've got a feeling, Dave, this is going to be a great year. It just feels so good. There's something about the new year that it's a new start, a new beginning for us, a chance to start over.
Absolutely.
Leave the past behind and move forward, right?
Except maybe those first 3-4 days of the show. No. We're not going to start over. But this is a gift from God, and I love it.
Yeah, and actually, I'm pretty wide awake today. I don't know why that is. Normally, the first day back, I'm not. So, Dave, I'm kind of fired up. I was on Facebook Live before the show.
Yeah, yes, you were. And, well, Gary, I need some of that. I don't need the energy. I'm just kind of – I slept in a couple days, so, and I got off my rhythm, but I'm back on now.
All right. Well, we've got a great show.
Thanks for the wake-up call.
We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be joined a little later at 7:35, to be exact, by Mark Poletino. Mark is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. He's going to be filling us in with what's coming up for the month of January at Malvern. Mark's also going to have some spiritual insights for the new year. He's one of my favorite guests. We have Mark on every month. Great guy. And he's relatively new to Malvern. Malvern, in case you're not familiar with it, is a fantastic retreat house located in the Philadelphia suburbs. And they do some phenomenal retreats. And in fact, I lead a Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat there every August. I'm going to be back there this August. I hope you'll be able to attend that, and I'll give you more information as we get closer. But we're going to have Mark on the show. We've got some great music, and we've got a Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and I think it's a perfect one for the first show of the new year. That's going to be coming up at 7:50 today. And we have our gospel ready. Man, we got lots of good stuff on the program. We've got some good music for you, including our first song, and I'm excited about this, the first song that'll be coming up during our first break. It's a song from someone you might not expect to hear on a Catholic radio program. It's from Reba McEntire. It's a new single she has out with Kelly Clarkson and Trisha Yearwood. It's an old gospel song, Softly and Tenderly. So that's going to be coming up, and it's charting on the Billboard Christian Music Charts. I think it's like number 20 or something. So that's a little bit something different, Dave.
Oh, yes,
working in
is.
Some commercial music.
Absolutely.
To the show. I love it.
Great
when
voices.
When you have that crossover, when you have a primarily commercial artist doing a religious song.
I do too.
Right? That's what we need to do, because we're trying to bring Christ out into the world. And when you have an artist, a very popular artist like this, do that, I think that's just is tremendous. And I like to call attention to that. So we've got lots of other good songs on the show as well. Why don't we kick it off as we do each day with prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us this new day. Thank you for bringing us to a new year. We're now in the year of 2017, and we're so grateful to be with you, Father. The fact that you are not going to desert us gives us the confidence that we need to move ahead to what is sometimes a scary future. For many of us, the unknown could be a scary place. But as long as we remember, Father, that you are with us, and that you sent your Son Jesus to be with us, not only spiritually, but physically present in the Eucharist. That's a tremendous gift. So, Father, we thank you for that gift. We ask you to bless us, to bless our families, to bless all of those around us. I ask you to bless everyone listening to this program right now. And please speak through me and through Dave Parker today, and so that your message can come forth from our lips. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to hear your message. Sometimes we ignore your message, Father, but we ask for the grace to be able to hear that message and put it into practice. We ask you to give us the strength that we need to continue to be a light shining in the darkness. We know the world can be a dark place, and we also know that we can make a difference. Me, you, we can make a difference. So, Father, we ask you to strengthen us so that we can go out there and be a light in the world. We thank you for all the blessings you've given to us, and we ask you to continue to be with us and to help us as we walk with you one day at a time. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker. We come to you every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Holy Spirit Radio. I say Eastern Time because I realize, Dave, we have listeners not only around the country, but around the world.
Yes, so we do.
We are primarily an over-the-air station in the Philadelphia area, the tri-state area, but we also go out through the internet over holyspiritradio.org and on TuneIn Radio all over the world. That's a scary thought, Mr. Parker. You are going out around the world, so you better watch.
It was a pregnant pause there. Wow, that's right. I mean, we're being listened to in the Middle East by who knows?
You just never know.
And all over in Europe.
Just never know. So it's a great blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Technology can be a great thing.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we complain about technology, but it really is a great thing. It gives us the chance to spread the good news to many, many people. Today, Dave, is the optional memorial. This is a new memorial of the most holy name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful to remember this. And here's what I want to do. I want to share the gospel for today. And then I also have a little reflection and a special song for the holy name of Jesus. We got lots of stuff. I'm really on fire today.
That's right,
Mr.
man. You're
Parker.
On fire. And
hold
yes.
me back. I'm getting excited. Let me read the gospel from today's Mass. And this gospel is from John. And we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. This is from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me, who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whoever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." John the Baptist existed to call attention to Jesus. That's what his job was. And he did such a fine job. He realized that it wasn't all about him. Dave, I think sometimes we tend to forget that, especially if we're... Here's the scenario. We're trying to share Jesus with somebody. They don't want to hear it, or they say something else. We get mad, and we start to think, well, wait a minute. You got to believe this. Why aren't you believing this? We forget that all we're doing is planting seeds. That's all we're called to do.
Exactly.
And we let Jesus and his Holy Spirit, we should let Jesus and his Holy Spirit do the work.
Yes, we should.
John got that. John never got a big head, and he never became egotistical. He realized that, hey, I'm not the guy. I'm just the guy calling attention to Jesus.
I'm the messenger.
Exactly. And we are all called to be messengers for Jesus Christ. But there is power in the holy name of Jesus. We celebrate that today on this special day. And I got a song that I want to play right now that illustrates that. This song is called "There Is Power" by Lincoln Brewster. And we're going to play that right now. We'll be back in a minute.
Where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there. There is
is power in the name of Jesus. That's Lincoln Brewster. Here's the deal. I wasn't going to play that song, but on the way up, I'm driving in. I was listening to some Christian music. I heard that, and I said, today, as we celebrate the most holy day, name of Jesus, I got to play that song. So that's why I decided to do that. So you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. We are coming to you live from our studios in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Today I want to talk about, I got a couple minutes before the break, I wanted to talk a little bit about the holy name of Jesus. This is a meditation that comes from this month's issue of the Magnificat. It's by a favorite of many listeners of this station, Dr. Peter Kraft. And here's what he said about praying the holy name of Jesus. We got to remember, there's power in that name of Jesus. You want a great prayer as you go throughout the day and you run around, you become frustrated, you're nervous, you're anxious, you're mad. Jesus, help me, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You know, there is power in that name. So here's what Dr. Kraft said. Perhaps the most shattering consequence of Jesus' real presence, which is brought about by invoking his name, is that we become unable to lie to ourselves anymore. And you know, that's something a lot of us do. We try to fool ourselves, but the closer you get to Jesus and the more you invoke that name, that becomes really difficult. Why? Because he's real. He is a real person. He goes on to say, and what happens when we invoke him during our agitation? He answers. Well, fancy that. Jesus answers when we invoke his name, but not by magic or spectacle. Nothing spectacular happens when I invoke the holy name at times when I am reacting to my problems. At such times when I pray his name, I don't suddenly feel holy or happy, but I suddenly feel mature. The word from the word is often something like grow up or stop feeling sorry for yourself. Isn't that amazing? Just by invoking that name. So today, as you struggle, as you're challenged, Jesus, help me. Jesus, come into my life. And you're going to see he will answer you. I'm going to be right back right now. The time is 7:14. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 3rd. Today we celebrate the most holy name of Jesus. St. Paul might claim credit for promoting devotion to the holy name because he wrote in the letter to the Philippians that God the Father gave Christ Jesus the name that is above every name. But devotion to the holy name of Jesus first became popular because of 12th century Cistercian monks and nuns. Later, Bernardine of Siena, a 15th century Franciscan, used devotion to the holy name of Jesus as a way of overcoming bitter and often bloody class struggles and family rivalries or vendettas in Italian city-states. The devotion continued to grow through Franciscan and Dominican preachers. It spread even more widely after the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, began promoting the holy name in the 16th century. In 1721, Pope Innocent XIII extended this feast to the entire church. The letters IHS that we often see carved on altars or embroidered on vestments are an abbreviation of the Greek name of Jesus. Jesus died and rose for the sake of all people. He reminds us that because we are all related to him, we are, therefore, all related to one another. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. He who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.
has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Calling, calling for you and for me. See, on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Calling, oh sinner, come
and tenderly. That was Reba McEntire featuring Kelly Clarkson and Trisha Yearwood. Really cool song, isn't it? A little bit of a gospel feel. That actually is an old gospel standard. Softly and tenderly. You know, no matter how far we think we are away from the Lord, it's never too far to turn back to him and say, Lord, take me back. You know, keep that in mind. Always, Jesus is welcoming us with open arms. I'm Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We come to you every Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio. Right now, the current weather at the Philadelphia International Airport is 41 degrees. Today, it's going to be rainy, mainly after 9 a.m. Rainy after 9 a.m. I don't know, Dave. It was raining on the way over here. I don't know about this forecast.
Maybe it's going to be heavier rain after 9.
Yeah, that's true. Patchy fog with a high near 48 tonight. Oh, this is good news. Rain likely before 2 a.m. Hey, but it's not snow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
right? Areas of fog, otherwise cloudy with a low around 43. And then Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 56 degrees.
Wow.
But then the cold air, Dave, is headed back in.
Yeah, so. I'm hearing that too as well. So, yeah, get ready. It is January, folks.
Dave, just, I don't know if you saw that. I just was doing a little juggling act with my notes here.
Good catch. You ever play wide receiver there, Gary?
This is why when we do Facebook live broadcasting, we do it before the show starts. We don't do it during the show because you would see all kinds of things that that I would rather you not
see. Things flying through the air.
Stay tuned because later on, 7:35 today, we have Mark Poletno from the Malvern Retreat House is going to be here with us. And then at 7:50, we have your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Okay, so in sports news, well, the Eagles finished up their season
on a
victorious note.
Yes, they did. They won their last two games, unfortunately, for, you know, we all know. It wasn't the best season, but they ended on a high note and going into spring training, and there's always this coming season.
That's right. And how about that Penn State game last night,
Wow.
Mr. Parker?
Oh,
you got a chance to watch it, right?
I did. I watched it end to end, and it was I have to say it was one of the best games I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
And Penn State was behind in the beginning, but they pulled it out, and they are a second-half team.
Mm-hmm.
But USC just prevailed. It was touch and go, and I loved it. But there's always next year for those guys.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's always good. I didn't get to see the game, but it's
best game, one of the best games I've ever seen.
Wow, that's impressive. But it's good to see a good game, whether
absolutely.
Or not your team prevails. Sometimes it's just fun to watch a good game. So we had that going on, and now let's shift gears a little bit because we are a spiritual. We bring you the weather, we bring you the sports, we bring mm-hmm. you fun, and we bring you spiritual matters
mm-hmm.
too. That's
mm-hmm.
we give it to you all here on the program. Five simple things you can start doing now to improve your Bible reading. Dave Parker, I like simple. I really do.
So do I.
Because so many times we think that the Bible is too complicated. I don't understand the Bible. I'm not smart enough. Guess what? You are smart enough. We can read the Bible on many different levels. And we have to remember, too, that this is a great New Year's resolution to maybe start reading the Bible every day, just a little bit. That's why I always feature Scripture on this program, because when we read the Bible, the Lord is speaking to us. But how can we improve on our Bible reading? I found this article, and I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Five simple things you can start doing now to improve your Bible reading. Number one is Lectio Divina. Fancy word. That's actually a Latin word, a Latin phrase for sacred reading. That's the rough translation of it. And essentially what it is, it's a style of prayer in which you reflectively read through a passage of Scripture. You allow God to speak to you through the text, and then you speak to God in return.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, have you ever done anything with Lectio?
Yes, we have at St. Francis Cabrini.
Isn't it amazing once you do it? It's not that difficult.
Exactly. It was a Jeff Cavins program.
Okay, and Jeff does a great job with that. But there are some simple steps on how to, in this article, how to practice Lectio Divina.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you select a passage from the Bible. And one of the great things to start with, maybe do the daily mass readings. Maybe do the gospel as we do it on the program each day today. You select a passage, find a quiet place, recollect yourself with an interior silence, and you call upon the Holy Spirit. It's important you ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand what you're about to read. You read through the passage. Then you reread through the passage. In other words, you read it once, you reread it again, and you allow any words or phrases to jump out at you. And then, here's where it gets really cool, you pray. First you listen, and then you pray. You ask the Lord, if you don't understand it, Lord, I don't understand this. Or, Lord, why are you asking me to do this? Or, you know, you just have that conversation. That's a basic description of Lectio Divina. Again, it's not really that hard. You read a passage. The Lord speaks to you, then you speak to Him in return, all the while invoking the Holy Spirit to let Him really help you. The second thing you can do to improve your Bible reading is to journal. Journaling is a great way to journey through the Scriptures while also giving words to your interior life. And all you need for this is a pad of paper and a pen. I have been journaling for the past couple of years. I stopped it a few months ago. I started it up again. Dave, have you ever journaled?
I have, yes.
And did you save your journals and look back at them?
Yes, but I'm not journaling now, but I need... That's another good reminder to start, you know, through this Lectio Divina.
Right, just some basic thoughts,
absolutely.
Maybe one sentence a day or something.
Have to be disciplined.
You do. And as is the case with any beneficial practice, whether it's exercise, physical exercise, or spiritual exercise, sometimes you have to force yourself to do it when you don't feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
Step number three, annotations. Annotations, underlining, post-it notes, bookmarks. My Bible is filled with highlighted passages. If something hits you, just make a little note, highlight it, little note to yourself. And then maybe you'll read over it later and you'll say, oh yeah, I remember when I was going through that. Routine. I have a hate-love relationship with routine, but I must admit that when it comes to having things I need to do, then routine becomes my best friend. And Dave, that's what
mm-hmm.
you were just saying. Make
exactly.
it a habit each day. I'm going to read my Bible every day.
Exactly.
And if you're not used to doing it, start slowly. I would recommend you start with the Gospels because they're much easier to understand than some of the Old Testament books. And do the daily mass readings or something. Get yourself the Magnificat, the Word Among Us. We link to the daily mass readings every day at spiritinthemorning.com. And start slowly and force yourself. Say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make that commitment to spend 5-10 minutes with the Lord every day through sacred Scripture. And finally, the fifth step of simple things you can do to improve your Bible reading is to study. And there are, Dave mentioned Jeff Cavins,
mm-hmm.
there are many good Bible studies in parishes.
Mm-hmm.
There are good study Bibles that can really help you to understand what's going on. And more and more Catholic parishes are instituting Bible studies, Dave.
Exactly.
I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. We have one at Cabrini. Well, and of late, or more recently, there's a right after on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. after the daily Mass, anyone can attend.
And that's great. So take advantage of these tools that you have to learn a little bit more about the Bible. Again, you don't have to be a scripture scholar. Not everybody is a scholar. And if I can read the Bible, then you can as well. The Lord speaks on many different levels. So keep that in mind. And again, check that article out. 5 simple things you could start doing now to improve your Bible reading. Making that decision to read your Bible every day in the new year, what a great resolution that would be. When we come back from the break, we're going to have Mark Coletano with us. Mark is the president of the Malvern Retreat House. Time is 7:28. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Security experts are telling Turkish media that the New Year's Eve nightclub shooter was a pro and a good one. The English language Daily News quotes anti-terror expert Abdullah Agar as saying the way the attacker operated shows, quote, that he is absolutely a killer and he probably shot at humans before, end quote. 39 people died and the gunman is still on the loose. Pope Francis is exhorting his fellow bishops worldwide to ensure that children are not sexually abused by clergy. The Vatican yesterday released the text of a December 28th letter that the Holy Father sent to bishops about injustices to children like slave labor, malnutrition, and sexual exploitation, including abuse by priests. In the letter, Pope Francis decries, quote, the sin of what happened, the sin of failing to help, the sin of covering up and denial, the sin of the abuse of power, end quote. The Holy Father told bishops to adhere clearly and faithfully to zero tolerance for sexual abuse of minors. And in Washington, angry House Democrats are complaining that ethics have become the first casualty of the new Republican Congress. That's because House Republicans have voted to fold the independent Office of Congressional Ethics into and under the control of the House Ethics Committee, which is run by lawmakers. They cited the need to eliminate anonymous complaints and a redundant workload, among other things. The full House votes on that and other rules changes today following their swearing in. With this Holy Spirit radio news update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Katie Betts grew up admiring the illustrations she saw in popular children's books, but it wasn't until a trip to Europe as an 18-year-old college student that she realized she wanted to make art her career. During an interview with me on Christopher Close-Up, Katie recalled visiting the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel in Italy. She also went to France's Gothic cathedrals and saw stained glass windows featuring Bible stories. That's when she realized that art could be a way to communicate God's truth and His redemption. From then on, she pursued art as a calling and wound up winning a Christopher Award for illustrating the faith-based children's book, I Forgive You. She said about that book, I felt like I was able to glorify God through my work. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You wonder if you're gonna make it there.
And that was God is with us by, or He is with us by Loving the Outcome. Great message. And that's a reminder for you listening today. He is with you wherever you go, whatever you're going through.
Christopher
he
Minutes.
Is right
Thoughts
there.
Thoughts on
with
making
you.
Every day count.
He is right
I'm
there
Tony.
With you. And what do we have? Oh, the Christophers, they just want to keep taking over the show. That Tony Rossi, we just can't keep him quiet. Sorry about that. It's a bit of a technical glitch, but we have it under control. Now, I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning right now. The temperature in Coatesville is 38 degrees, in Doylestown is 39 degrees, in Wilmington, Delaware, it's 42 degrees, and in Malvern, Pennsylvania, it is 38 degrees. We now go to our favorite resident of Malvern, the president of the Malvern Retreat House, Mr. Mark Poletino. Good morning, Mark. How are you, brother?
Good morning, brother. Gary, Happy New Year. Dave, Happy New Year to all of you at Holy Spirit Radio. It's great to be on the air with you this morning and starting out a wonderful new year. Blessings to all of you.
We thank you, Mark. We always look forward to having you on each month because you're doing such great things at the Malvern Retreat House. But I also have to ask you, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was a terrific Christmas, Gary. Thanks for asking. Those who know me know that we adopted twins earlier in the year,
yes.
And this was their first Christmas.
How did that go?
It was delightful. Yeah. Of course, they're at 10 months. They're not really aware of everything, but yet you can see the joy and fascination and magic that I think is from the Holy Spirit in their eyes. So it was terrific to be with them, to just be together as a family. We chose to be small this year and not go big and stay close to home and just be family. And that was a blessing in itself.
Isn't that nice to do that? Family, it's so great to just spend time with your family at Christmas time. And it's beautiful because you build great memories, too. I think back on some of the great memories we've had. My twin girls are 19 now. It goes quick, Mark. You don't think you're going to get there, but yours will be, you know, just enjoy it. You know, every year it's special. It's just great. Mm-hmm. As fathers of twins, we get it, right? We get each other.
That's for sure.
Hey, Mark, an interesting thing happened over the weekend. I got a text from a friend of mine. His name is Joe, and he was trying to get me to attend a retreat at the Malvern Retreat House because each year... He I don't know if he leads. I think he's responsible for getting men together in March for a retreat at Malvern. And he's been doing it for years. And he was just saying how great it is. And it's so good to hear good things about what you folks are doing. You're really changing lives. And I think in this new year, a lot of us, it's a new beginning, chance to start over. And Malvern gives us that opportunity to grow closer to the Lord. And I would strongly urge anybody listening, if you've never made a retreat at Malvern, to make it a point to do so this year. It's not just for men anymore, Mark, right?
That's for sure. It's men, women, young people.
Yeah.
We're casting the net wide, and as the year goes on, we're going to see that manifest more and more. But definitely, the men's retreats are a stronghold for us, but there's a lot of activities for women, women retreats. Day reflections and special events.
And it's just such a conducive place to, it's just so conducive to finding the Lord at Malvern. The grounds are beautiful and I just love it there. It's just a special place. And of course, I love it there even more in August when I host my Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat, which I think is the highlight of Malvern's year, but not everybody feels that way.
we're waiting for it, Gary. Gary, you know, we are in suspense until you're on campus.
You're the man, Mark. Just let me know where I send the check. But you know, seriously, I love doing it. This is the third year. I'll be there again. And before we get to what's going on at Malvern in over the month of January, you know, this is the start of a new year, and many of us are making New Year's resolutions, and I think it's important to make spiritual resolutions. A lot of times we forget the spiritual resolution. Do you have any recommendations for somebody saying, well, I want to do something spiritual this year, but I don't know where to start? What would you say?
I think one of the biggest things for me is to simply think about how can I encounter Christ? Mm. Because we're being bombarded by so much noise and so much distraction in our lives, and it's so hard to find time to take for Christ and to focus on Him. And I've just been reflecting over the past few days about ways of trying to carve out a little bit of quiet time before the day starts, the hustle and bustle of the day starts, trying to review the day with the Lord at the end of the day and just reflect about how I have been able to encounter Him and reflect Him. One of the things that's really turning inside of me right now, Gary, in my own spiritual journey as the year begins, is the image of John the Baptist and how he is constantly encouraging us to decrease so that Christ can increase. And I think the only way that that can happen is if we are looking for ways to let Christ fill our lives. And then it becomes an experience of turning every moment, turning all situations, whether it's family or work, school, wherever we might be, over to Christ and saying, it's your hands, it's your game, it's, you're the one that's in charge here, not me. Wow. So I turned it over to you so that your praise and so that everything going on here can give you praise and honor and build up your kingdom. So that's kind of where I am at, and that's a few of the suggestions that I have in mind that the year begins.
That's a great place to be, and in fact, Dave Parker and I were talking about that. We read today's gospel, as we do each day on the show, and it was about John the Baptist, and he realized that it wasn't all about him. And Dave and I were saying sometimes when we try to share the good news with others and they reject it, we get mad at them. We get frustrated because we feel it's all up to us. Well, it's really not. And John the Baptist got that, didn't he? He really understood that.
He did. He did, and he poured out his whole life for the sake of the one who is to come. As he says in the gospel today, behold the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Behold the Lamb of God, and he gives his own profession of faith saying, look, this is the Christ. Mm. This is the one we have been waiting for. Mm. And if we only can let that spirit, that attitude penetrate our own hearts, I think we'd be in a much better place.
That's right. You know, Mark, I always love having you on, and you're such a spiritual guy. You do such a great job at Malvern. You're a good friend. I just love talking about Jesus with you. But we're supposed we're supposed to talk about what's coming up at Malvern in January. We have about 2 minutes left. Can you give us some of the highlights?
I will. I just want to encourage, although we said Malvern is not just for men, we do have the traditional men's retreats, and there are four this month. There's the Epiphany Retreat from the 6th to the 8th, the Our Lady of Fatima Retreat from the 13th to 15th, the St. Peter and Paul from the 20th to the 22nd, and the Holy Spirit Retreat from the 27th to the 29th. And men, if you've been there before, if you haven't been there before, please feel free to go to our website or call us, and we will get you into one of those retreats. We have also been doing for a long time First Friday Breakfast, and this is something that is growing with the men and women who come to Malvern. Interestingly, we're trying to grow the women's presence there, and they're almost equaling the men at this point, and they may surpass the men soon. But every First Friday, we have Mass at 7:30 a.m., and that's followed by a gospel reflection and breakfast. So anybody who is in the area who would like to come to Malvern just for Mass, gospel reflection, and breakfast, please do so. We would like to see that group growing, and we want to be a praying community, and that's one of the ways we can do that.
Awesome.
There's a Serenity Retreat for women, women who are going through recovery, any issues with addiction, and that's going to be led by Sister Ann Wilkerson, who is a really very, very intact spiritual woman focusing on issues of recovery. So any women who would like to join us, that's from the 6th to the 8th of January.
Great.
Then also, in the beginning of February, I'd just like to highlight a couple things. because we won't be on the air again probably until after that.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, Mark, we only have about 30 seconds left. So
okay, our busy men's retreat, it's an opportunity for men for a one-night retreat rather than two nights. Young men under 40, we're focusing on. That's February 3rd to 4th. It's a great opportunity to experience the retreat experience for a one night, with not being out of the house for the entire weekend. We have our art show, which is a big calling for folks in the area from February 1st to 5th, and a women's tea on February 5th.
Awesome.
We're continuing our theme of encountering the divine physician, and that will encompass everything we're doing this year.
That's great. Awesome, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. For more information, check out malvernretreat.com. We'll talk to you next month, Mark. God bless you, brother.
Peace, brother. God bless you.
God bless you
to all your listeners.
See you, Mark.
Bye.
If you've been hearing the same old voice, said the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel alone,
and that was Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning right now. The time is 7:50, and it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. I think this is a great one for the new year. This is from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they may become white as wool. Again, Isaiah 1:18. We will have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. Sometimes when we become overwhelmed and our sinfulness, the things we have done in the past, it sometimes becomes such a burden that we feel like we're never going to get better. The Lord will never forgive my sinfulness because I've done so many bad things. I've done so many bad things in my life that he'll never forgive me, but yet he'll always forgive us. All we need to do is ask for that forgiveness. And this is why it's been a long time since you've been to confession. Now's the time to make that decision. In the new year, look, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go and ask for forgiveness for my sins, and I know the Lord will forgive me. Dave, he's not going to turn us down when we turn to him.
I know. He just asks us to believe, and it's incredible. It's incredible how we have to believe him that the worst sins of our lives can go away. I mean, we are forgiven.
Yeah.
And we have to believe that.
And that it's a new year, time for a new beginning. We get to start over. That's such a good feeling.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that's one thing we need to remember. So from me to you, believe me, take it from me. If you're struggling with that, don't carry that burden around with you. Start over. Make that decision today. Make that decision to turn back to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me to do better. And you're going to see it becomes easier. The more you go to confession, the more grace you get. And then your favorite sins, all of a sudden, you're able to overcome them with the Lord's help, with that grace that you get from the sacrament of confession. Well, this has been a fun show, Dave Parker.
Yes, it has.
Always, it's great being back in the saddle with you again, live
Thank
in
you.
The studio.
Yep. A horse reference.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm a horseman, you know.
Yes, you are.
A horseman. No, that's
yeah.
I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy, you reckon?
You grew a lot in
That's right. Hey, last year.
So did I.
That's right. I got to meet a horse, one of our neighbors here.
Yes.
We live next to some horses at Doylestown and a Holy Spirit Radio. There's a nice stable with real horses. And I got to pet one this year. What do you say? Maybe I get to ride one.
Crawl, walk,
that's
run.
Not that's I mean, not that dangerous, is it? I got to make sure my health insurance is paid up before I do that. I don't know if the station's going to go along with me riding a horse, but you never know. That's something I've never done.
Oh yeah, and we'll put that on Facebook, folks. Too.
Yeah. Oh, that would
maybe other media.
That might go viral on YouTube if we do that. But anyway, I want to thank you for tuning into the show today. Before we close with our prayer, I want to let you know on tomorrow's program we're going to be joined by blogger, speaker, radio host Tony Agnese. Tony's been on the show before, and he's going to be talking about some spiritual New Year's resolutions. He's one of my favorite guests. He's got some great ideas. On Thursday, Matt Swaim, formerly of the Sunrise Morning Show, currently working for the Coming Home Network, will be here to join us. Matt, again, as I said on my Facebook Live appearance before I started the show, Matt gave me my start in Catholic radio, so you can blame him if you don't like me.
I was just going to thank him, Gary.
It all depends on your perspective. So Matt's going to be back with us on Thursday, and then Friday, Marie Joseph will be joining us live in the studio. We're going to be talking pro-life matters. Marie does such good work in the Delaware Valley with her crisis pregnancy center that we need to get her on the show. She's been on before, but I told her, why don't you come in the studio? You'll spend the hour with us, and we'll talk about the great work that you do. And, you know, this is January. We're gearing up for the March for Life. You'll be hearing more about that. That'll be on January the 27th this year. On the 16th, Teresa Tomeo will be joining us to talk more about that. She gets to once again broadcast it for EWTN live from Washington, so she'll be sharing some thoughts. And we'll be doing more to talk about this great idea of standing up for life. We need to do that. We need to speak out for those who can't speak out. You know, we are, as Catholics, we are pro-life. We believe in life from conception through natural death, but sometimes we have to do something instead of just believing in it. We're going to hear more from Marie as to what we can do. You hear what she did and what she does, and you'll realize that there's something you can do as well. So that's going to be upcoming. Lots of good things coming up in January. We'll keep you posted on that as we go forward. But let's do our closing prayer right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God our Father, when your Son was born of the Virgin Mary, he became like us in all things but sin. May we who have been reborn in him be free from our sinful ways. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And before we go off the air, we were talking earlier, today is the memorial of the most holy name of Jesus. I'm talking about the power of that name of Jesus. As you go throughout your day today, just keep that in mind. Invoke his name frequently. And, you know, sometimes we get caught up with our whatever it is we're doing, our jobs, our responsibilities at home, the craziness of traveling and shopping. We don't find the time to pray. We need to make it a point to pray. And one of the simplest ways we can pray is to just invoke that name. Jesus, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, help me. Jesus, give me the strength. Jesus, help me to not forget about you. Don't forget to ask for his assistance, no matter what you do. And he will answer. A lot of times we forget that he's a real person, and he wants us to draw closer to him. He's with you right now. Turn around, say hello to him. If you're able to get to daily mass, I'm going to be doing that after the show. I'll be heading over to St. Cyril's of Jerusalem. Get to daily mass maybe one extra day besides your Sunday obligation, if you can. If you can do more, that's great. If you have an adoration chapel or if your church is open, spend some time in his real presence. And you're going to find that you will grow closer to him. But it requires work. I mean, it doesn't happen automatically. You've got to do something. So please continue to do that. I also want to point out, while we have a minute or two, that I would love to speak at your church. I do this show. In addition to the show, I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I travel around the country proclaiming the good news. I want to talk about Jesus at your parish. I would love to speak at your parish, especially if you're in the Delaware Valley. We could set that up very easily. Contact me at gary@holyspiritradio.org, and we could set that up. Coming up, I will be speaking, and I have my full schedule on my website at followingthetruth.com. I will be speaking in Willingboro at Corpus Christi Parish on, I believe it's January, mid-January, I'll get the specific dates. I'll be speaking at the Women of Joy Breakfast. That's a great time, so if you're in the Willingboro, New Jersey area, stop by Corpus Christi for that. I'll also be speaking next month at St. Rose of Lima in North Wales. So I've got some speaking engagements in the local area, but I've got them all posted on followingthetruth.com. If you want me to come to your parish, you let me know, and I will be there. We'll set it up, and I can talk about Jesus. I can talk about overcoming anxiety with the help of Jesus, which is my specialty. And when people ask me, how do I stop worrying? Start by having that relationship with Jesus. How does it start? How does that relationship start? It starts by you calling his name, Jesus. I want to get closer to you. I want to get to know you. Believe me, it is possible. Don't think you can't do it. You can become close personal friends with Jesus. He's waiting there for you. He doesn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to go through life all by yourself. So start talking to him today and invoke that name. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me get through the day. And you'll see, he will come to your assistance. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. God willing, David and I are going to be back tomorrow and for the rest of the week. It's a pleasure to be here with you on Spirit in the Morning. We are just about ready to celebrate our three-month anniversary. I'm sorry.
And,
time flies. We haven't been on the air for 3 years, and we love doing the show. We love getting your day started off in the right way. Keep in touch with us as Dave smacks the microphone so very subtly, and let us know what you think of this show. Hey, you know what? It's been a blast. Go out and share Jesus with somebody today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.